And to help us put the day's events in perspective, we're joined now by Judith Kipper. She's a Middle East specialist at the Council on Foreign Relations. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about the two sons who were killed. Let's turn first to Uday Hussein, who has a reputation of particular brutality. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Uday, obviously, like his father, has probably some pathology that psychiatrists could describe. I think that this is a man who enjoyed violence, and he is somebody who took whatever he wanted, and nobody ever stopped him. And he was brutal beyond imagination, using his wealth, his position as the son of the dictator, to get whatever it was he wanted to get, including shooting an uncle at one time, problems within the family, coming up even against his father from time to time. So this was a very, very dangerous young man who was completely out of control and used violence as the means to get what he wanted to get.
And it was Qusay, the younger son, who was actually considered to be the heir apparent.
Yes, Qusay was much less of a public figure always. He was not as flamboyant as his brother. Whatever blood he has on his hands has been more private. He doesn't seem to have the same record of disrupting people's lives, of rape, of murder, of theft, of acting out in these horrible ways. And Qusay obviously was one of the probably two people that Saddam Hussein trusted to the extent that he trusted anybody, and now he's lost them both, his secretary that your correspondent mentioned from Baghdad, Abed Hamoud, and Qusay, and to obviously a much lesser extent, Uday.
Does it surprise you, as Guy Raz mentioned, that the two sons were in fact found and killed together?
Yes, it does surprise me, and I think that this was probably a sign of their desperation, that they were hiding out in a cousin's home in Mosul, which is also a surprise, and that they were together, because clearly the two brothers, while linked together out of loyalty to their father and their power base and so on, I don't think that their relationship was necessarily one of brotherly love.
You mentioned Mosul and the surprise that they would be found and killed there. Mosul in northern Iraq, not part of the Sunni triangle, the stronghold of Saddam Hussein. How do you explain that?
Well, Mosul obviously is a place where they wouldn't be expected to be. So in that sense, perhaps it offered at least some degree of safety for them. But getting from Baghdad to Mosul is also interesting. What did they do on the way? How did they get there? Were they disguised? Are there people along the way who helped them and hid them? So finding them in Mosul leaves many, many details and questions unanswered. Obviously, this wealthy man, if he was a cousin of Saddam, if he actually turned them in, that is also quite interesting, because it certainly says something about the future and that the father can't be far behind.
You think so?
I think so, because first of all, if this was a walk-in tip, if the reward money is actually paid, the Iraqi people will be happy about this. It's not going to change their lives very much, but certainly they will be happy that Uday is gone, because Uday was hated, whereby Saddam Hussein was feared. And the Iraqi people really will only have a sense of security once Saddam is found. So this gives some incentive to reveal where he may be.
What's your take on what immediate effect this might have on the security situation in Iraq?
I think this is key. I think that those remnants of the Fedayeen Saddam and the Republican Guards, we might see them doing some operations in the next few days, next couple of weeks even, but I suspect they will dissolve, because anyone who tries to put himself in the position of Uday or of Qusay with access to money and weapons is not likely to be able to fill their shoes or to be followed by people who are going to dissolve into the woodwork to try to survive themselves.
Okay, Judith Kipper, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Judith Kipper is a Middle East specialist at the Council on Foreign Relations here in Washington.